Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we
Texans.
Touchdown, Houston.
Houston sports leader. Sports Radio 610. This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the third and final hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hey, everybody. Johnny B here, back again.
Well, Johnny B.
Yeah, me and Robert, we're doing a little tag team a little action.
Changing horses.
Oh, yeah.
Saddling up new talent.
Yeah, we got that burrow with that mini horse with the golf clubs on it. We're just traveling.
Oh, I'm telling you, man, the little pack mule's taking his time. I know for a fact they were shipped last Saturday, with everything going on, COVID,
it's understandable that it's taking a hot second longer.
No, I can't play right now anyway. I got too much fishing going on, but I'll have them when I need them.
Oh, yeah.
Or want them.
That'd be true.
That's true. All right, Johnny B. Well, let's roll on down to Corpus Christi.
Let's roll, baby.
Let's talk to one of my favorite guys to talk to in the whole wide world, and that's Captain Cliff Webb. Cliff, what is up?
Good, Mickey. Got lots of water down here.
Yeah, I bet the surf's up.
Yeah, it was. God almighty. But it was so funny because the amount of surge we had here was crazy. It's some of the highest tides we've seen. It rolled over those jetties. I guess I was out there Wednesday morning, and it started to come up. And then I had trips on Wednesday and Thursday. And I tell you what, Friday morning I went out early, and those rocks were rolling over the top of the jetties. It was blowing the beach sand flowing off from the beach side over to the channel at Packery. You don't see that very often. And,
you know, that's crazy because we didn't get that much water up here, and we were right next to it. And I kept seeing all the coastal flood warnings for Corpus and Rockport and all that area down there. I'm going, man, why are they getting so much water?
I ain't never seen it like this crazy. It never really went down from the last time. And, you know, I tried to fish Wednesday and Thursday, and we caught fish, but it was tough, man. You know, I had camera down. One of the guys listened to the radio, super good kids. And I say kids are in their 40s now.
They're kids to us. We wish we were 40 again.
These guys weren't no pilgrims. They stuck with me. They never one time they ever whined about the fishing. They just sit there and grinded it out. And so Wednesday, I told them, I said, hey, look, man, this water's way up and these fish are scattered and we're having to drift. They want to wade. There's no place to really try to wade with neck deep everywhere. And I said, hey, Lynn, we don't have to go Thursday. And they said, no, man, we come down here to fish. And I go, well, these guys are the real deal. And so Thursday, we did a little better. We just stayed in the boat and just caught one here and there. But it was just spot fishing. But the coolest thing is one of my guys in the boat puts on a hot rod. He puts on that chartreuse pearl belly hot rod. First cast, 22-inch trout on that hot rod, man. But that hot rod was hot on Thursday, man. That was the hottest bait we were throwing. And it's funny how they'll go to that hot rod sometime and they just eat it. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. We're getting into that hot rod and Lele season right now, too, and water clarity and all that.
Yeah, and Bob sent me one. It was a floater, and I couldn't wait to throw that floater. And I get that floater out. I had it in a package. I just hadn't had the right conditions, you know. And, man, I had one good blow up on it, but, man, the daggum grass is so bad with that floater right now. You can't even hardly go a top water, so I'm having trouble. But the other hot rod, what goes under the water just enough to get under that surface grass, so it was helping us.
Right.
So, I mean, we grinded out. I think we may have caught 10 good fish, but they were good fish. And I think we pulled the plug. Wind started coming up around 2 o'clock or so. But, you know, Mickey, I'm talking about some really high water where – You can barely get your boat off, you know, your tailpipe's bubbling, and then you try to dock your boat. And
y'all need some steep ramps.
Oh, man, it's nuts. It's just nuts.
All those flatter ramps with a bull tide. I mean, you can hear that old tailpipe gurgling, man.
Oh, it's nasty, man. My chains on my trailer rusted to pieces where they're dangling in the water, you know, all year long. That's all right, man, but. I tell you, that storm did some damage to our beach. You're not going to recognize the jetties. It did hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage to Packery's channel right now. You won't believe the holes in the rocks. It just hammered the jetties. And, of course, that family got washed off the rocks. I'm sure you heard about that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that was so sad. I'm on the north side, and these people walking the rocks, this big family, they're out of town. They walk all the way to the rocks, and a big wave comes and washes every one of them off into the water, you know. And they got them all out but one. We lost one guy out there, and it banged up a lifeguard pretty bad.
Dang it. But, that's terrible.
Yeah, you know, one of my buddies is a paramedic fireman, and he's talking about, you know, why don't we, in these storms, have a lifeguard out there with a buoy on the end of those jetties or close to the end of the jetties and just tell people, hey, man, you don't need to be out here. Turn around. And it's just prevent that stuff by telling them before they go, hey, man, look, I know you're out of town. You know what's going on here, but this wave's getting ready to come over these rocks, and you're going to be in the water. You know? Just stop it before it happens.
Man.
It's always sad to lose
tragic
people. Yeah, it is. But, man, I'm hoping we're going to get some south wind, Mickey. We haven't had any very little southeast wind to blow this water out of here. You know, that's our problem. It pushes against the causeway like a big dam, and it only has two openings to go out. And the only thing that blows it out is a real heavy moon phase or a real strong southeast wind to get it out of here.
Sure.
And this water is just incredibly high. You know, just incredible.
Well, and people don't realize, they think, man, with all this high water, those fish ought to really be in tight and ought to be bunched up, but it's just the opposite effect. It scatters them.
Just the opposite.
Spreads them all out,
like
you know.
They go up and eat, yeah. Not like bass fishermen go up on the shore and eat grasshoppers and stuff, and they like the high water. Here, it scatters them like quail. There's no schools. You pick up one or two, then you turn around, there's nothing. You know, it's just nuts. But the thing that kills me, the places you want to wade, you just can't. There's too much water, man.
No, you can't do it.
You know, but I know it's better times to come. I'm ready for that water to fall out of here and get a little flounder run. And, you know, we got white pelicans already, Mickey. That's nuts, man.
It's, you know, we were talking about that this week. I saw a bunch of them up my way. White pelicans are already here.
Yeah. I think I was listening to you Thursday, and someone said that you were seeing some pelicans there. So that's nuts. Yeah.
I think Jeffcoat's seeing them in Venice, too, already.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's nuts. Mm.
I don't know what that's a sign of.
But it's so different, the look on the front side of the moon versus the back side of the moon of Lagoon Ramon. On the front side of the moon, I go out and there's birds or shrimp moving, and I'm finding piles of fish, birds sitting in the water. This back side of the moon is like the Dead Sea. I mean, you go 10 miles before you see a bird anywhere, and there's very few slicks. And we did have some slicks on Thursday, but man, does not pick up any fish in those slicks. And I think they're either full or maybe they're drum slicks, but they smell like trout, Mickey. I just can't. And we drift right through the middle of those big slicks and don't pick up any fish. It was nuts.
So, you know, the other day when I was catching my fish, as soon as they started slicking, I had about a 20-minute more window of a bite, and they just quit. And it's like, you know, usually when they're emptying out and slicking like that, they're getting ready to feed.
But this year it's been weird, man.
When they empty out and then they're burping up slicks all over, they turn off.
You know, and I get frustrated with fishing the upper lagoon. I just grind it out. Then I run way south, you know, past Bath and run all that. And it's just the same. It's the same everywhere I go. And I'm saying, well, I'm wasting all this time boat riding when I should be sitting and grinding. You know, I've lost two or three fish in the box because they're boat ride. So I'm finally just staying on these fish and moving around and, you know, end up with a dozen fish is a good day right now. It's going to get a lot better, Mickey. And the small fish, I'm not catching a lot of small fish like we were. And that's just a sign that everything is just scattered out. I think the redfish saved us Thursday. We caught a few reds, but that was the most exciting part of Thursday was some pretty good sized reds.
Right.
It's going to get better, man.
It will. We just need some lower the water levels and cooler temperatures.
Yeah, it's. I haven't seen the buoys are down on the surf. I don't know what's going on with the surf right now. We still got some seas or not.
Should have. You know, should be some rolling after that. It got giant.
Yeah, it got so big yesterday, no one could get out on the jetties. And finally, yesterday afternoon, a few people were trying to get out, but it was just giant, you know, 15-foot closeouts. A few people caught
15-foot closeouts.
Oh, my God. You
That sounds nasty. Weird for Texas, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Golly. It's insane. They were breaking in the middle of the channel there at Packery. This big old wave in the middle of that channel. It's nuts looking.
You better be a Johnny Weissmuller to swim in that stuff.
Oh, God. You don't want to believe what it did, though, Jay. I'm going to take some pictures for you. But it rolled that sand from the north side. This last storm had pushed all this sand up on the beach. And so this water now came up on the beach and washed this sand over the top of that jetty. And I talk about some flounder fishing. What's that going to happen? It covered all those inside rocks up with sand. And when it calms down and those flounders start running, they ought to be all along the edge of that channel.
Drop a bait right down on top of them on that, you know, on all that sand where it's shallowed up now. Oh, Lord.
That's what I'm hoping is going to happen. And the amount of people we have down here is unbelievable out of town. It's just so many out of town people. And the cool thing, all these big traders are dumping on the beaches. And these all these beaches they closed, they dumped all this junk on. So they all got trashed up in the dunes. And the bird sanctuary got about 6 foot of water on it when they made this bird sanctuary. What a joke. But anyway, but closing down that beach has really concentrated our people. We got more people concentrated than we've ever had. So they've taken away so much of our beach down here. You won't believe how little beach we have left. It's crazy.
Man.
They made a lot more of it a Texas park, too, one section of it. So you got to pay $50 to get in. It's crazy.
Well, the Texas Gulf Coast definitely had a taken a pounding this year. These beaches have taken full tilt on it. Hey, let me do a quick commercial break and I'll come back to you, Cliff. Hang with me. I'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 618 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back and talk some more with Captain Cliff Webb. All right, Cliff, we're back.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was going to tell you, too, that when I have been going out to the beach, though, we've had a really amazing redfish run this last week on the beach. The people that's been able to, you know, hang out on the rocks, they're catching lots of reds. And the funny thing is, yesterday, all these people are piled up inside the channel there. The surf's real rough, and so they're in Packery Channel. I mean, the water's all the way up to the top of the rocks, and everybody's croaker fishing. They're catching, it's like a croaker run, but the difference is the croakers are about 10 inches long. They're about 8 inches to 10 inches. It's not like when we were kids, we'd catch those 3-pounders. There's not even those left, man. They're gone. I don't know what happened to them, but they're gone, man. Maybe nobody caught a big croaker, all them little ones. But they were putting them in the bucket and eating them, man. It's all good.
Well, they've become a bait commodity instead of an eating commodity. And I'd rather eat them than fish with them, I'll tell you that.
Something going on there, you know?
Yeah.
These were all, the biggest one I saw was maybe 10 inches, but I mean, double fast you could catch them. But normally they catch those big ones right now, and of course, some sand trout coming through.
Well, if you look at the TPNW surveys on that particular species of fish, it's been in severe, I mean, extremely severe decline in the last 10 years.
I wonder why.
No.
You know, that was funny because on Thursday, I met one of the guys there at the dock. We talked to him when I was waiting on my people, and he'd load up his tours with a box full of croakers and perch, and they went out. And so I happened to see him when I came back in. We kind of hit the dock at the same time, and I was talking to him. Hey, man, how'd you do? And he said, we had 3 fish. He said, man, he said, same thing. They're scattered. I'd pull up to the mouth of a slough, and I'd sit there and get one thump on a live bait. So it made me feel better because I think sometime with artificial – when it's so scattered and the fish are so scattered, instead of just sitting there waiting them to come to you, you need to get in that boat and drift and go to them. It's kind of like sitting in a tree deer hunting. Nothing's happening, nothing moving. Get in the truck and drive around. You know, it's kind of like the same thing with fishing. It's sometimes you don't get them sitting in one spot or getting out and waiting on them. We never found a spot we could pile out and wait on. We felt confident. Of course, the water was so high, but felt confident there was some fish there. That's what was hard.
Yeah. Well, it's just the ruts we get in.
I know it.
And
it ain't always easy, but I'm hoping. I don't have any trips this week, thank God. I'm hoping this water will go out. I'm probably not going to take any, but the next week's going to be good, and my winter's filling up. I'm looking forward to that, like you said, 65-degree water and some lower tides to get these fish where they need to be.
Yeah, I like that 62 to 65.
Oh, man. We have a neat thing happen here come up in December where all these fish that they migrate to the front of the bay, and they go out in Corpus Christi Bay and winter in the bay, and that's about 70% of our – I'm not going to call them tide runners because they say there's no such thing, but a certain size of fish that follow the shrimp out into the bay, and the causeways backs them up. The Jurassic causeway backs everything up. So within about 4 or 5 miles of the causeway for about a month, you got this concentration of fish migrating to the front. And then that's when we get on the trolling motor and work those drop-offs of the trolling motor where those fish are flowing down the drop-off of your coastal. And that's those days you just catch – dozens and dozens of nice, you know, 2 to 3 pound fish and
right.
some flounder and stuff, and then that all goes away, and then that's when the big fish start. That's when the big my guys come for the big fish. That's when those big fish start stacking up eating mullet. The shrimp are gone, a lot of the other
right.
fish, and the big girls staying here because they're big enough to eat the big fish. And that's my time of year. I like it.
Yeah, when those fish move into Corpus Christi Bay like that. Do y'all have any areas like any deep shell reefs or anything in that in the winter where you can drift those fish?
Right, it's oil rigs, but you know Corpus Bay is so rough. You got to pick the right day.
I know it. That bay can kill you, man.
It's just so hard, and it's not. It's a long run out there to them. It's not like you just pop out there. It's a good 6 or 7 mile run out in open water to get to them.
Right.
And it's okay if you got a window out there to catch them, but the problem is you have so many people coming from Port Aransas and other areas that are already there. You know, bait. And they get around and you really can't work them with a trolling motor. So, you know, I concentrate on intercoastal and stuff. But they, you know, in the old days, we'd go out to the bay, man, and just whack those nice fish around those bays in the well.
Yeah.
But we don't have the water quality in the bay we used to either, Mickey. It's a little different situation now in the bay. It's not that gin clear water like we used to. It's a little dirtier.
Right.
A little, you know, things have changed over the years. I'm like I say, I'm ready for that seeing all those seagulls and stuff on the water where you know that you've got lots of fish. But this week it was like the Dead Sea. You look out and go, there's not much sign, guys. We're just going to fish a little bit of bait here. We see a little bait flip. We make a drift, you know. But I'm really knowing it's good stuff coming up. And we were thinking about you on Thursday because the only plastic we'd get them to eat was your purple demon with the white tail, you know.
Purple little John, baby.
That is funny.
That'll work when nothing else will.
That's funny, man. And those guys are going, Mickey swears by this thing, you know, and we all put it on. It does catch him when nothing else will. It's nuts.
I like it. I've just become accustomed to it. You know, I feel like Jay Watkins when I put one of those on. Him and his soft plastics, man.
Man, I wish they would make that Purple Demon the XL, man.
Yeah, they need to.
They need to make that one the XL.
I could dip a big old white tail on that XL, man.
Yeah. The thing about it is, you know, you put a real light lead head on it, like a 1/16, you can still fire it out there, but it has such a slow sink time. You know,
sure.
That's what's so nice. You flip it up, and they got a lot of time to see it before it gets down in the grass. You know, a lot of times we're not fishing sand. We're fishing grass at the foot deep. So once you get that close to the bottom, it's gone. You know, they don't see it, and that's why you need to keep it above it.
Right.
And another thing I've really been enjoying, I was listening to Jay, too, about he loves that little white reel, that C2.
C2, so, yes, sir.
I've been fishing with it all week, and I tell you what, it's so light, you get used to it, and you put on another reel, and, man, you really notice how light. It's only like 5 ounces. That's a super light reel.
I know, and the Z2, Hillman finally spooled his up and used it, and he's hooked. He loves it. He said, man, that thing will chunk. I said, it's what Cliff's been trying to tell you, and me too.
Yeah, I can almost throw it to the knot. It's pretty incredible, man.
But you know, out of all these reels, the other day I fished with one of my E's. I broke off, and I reached down there and got a backup, and because it was already rigged up and everything, and instead of retying, I just went ahead and put that rod up and grabbed my extra, and it had an E on it, and man, those things chunk. You can throw them a country mile.
Yeah, still my favorite one. You know, it's really amazing reel. You know, I don't know if they make that one anymore, Mickey.
I don't know, but I'm not parting with the ones I have.
Man,
those reels are sweet. You just got to keep them clean. You get any kind of little bit of foreign matter, any kind of grit or anything in that worm and paw area, you've got to take the time to, you know, alcohol and a cotton swab and clean it up good and then re-oil it and you're good to go.
I'm doing that, you know, if I'm not wading in the boat, I don't do it every time, but if I'm in the water, you just, your hands are wet and stuff, you're on your reel and you're getting some stuff on your paws, you don't realize that you stick your rod under your arm, take a fish off, it gets a little splash. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I take it off and then wipe it down real good. And then like the Q-tip with that 91% alcohol will do it, buddy. It does help. But, I'm impressed because I've been fishing that reel on the surf, Mickey. And you know how hard the surf is.
Oh, surf is that's the ultimate killer of fishing reels.
You know, I'm telling you, I'm fishing the ones I was fishing in the surf. I'm throwing them in the bay right now. I haven't the same ones, you know, I'm throwing it. It's just amazing. As long as you clean them up, they'll hold up good. But sometimes you put them in the surf, they're done. But I'm able to get everything out of them, even if they get wet. You know, rinse them off a little bit and put the hair dryer on them and get them hot and oil them up and they're perfect.
Yeah, hair dryer, get them hot, oil them up. Now, what did you say the reason?
That hair dryer trick that is just awesome. Where you get that metal real hot, it gets all the moisture out of everything, and you hit it with the oil, and that oil goes to places it never would go before because it's hot.
Yeah.
And then you put it back together and spin it, take it out, wipe it with a paper towel, and you're good to go. That will keep them hot and fast, man. It will.
You're just a plethora of knowledge.
You know, I don't know. you try to figure out how to keep your stuff running. You know, you go, man, I have to try something else. And I've tried everything else in the world.
Well, out of these new Gen 2 reels, you're right on that C2. It's one of my favorites out of all the new generation reels.
Yeah, and that the Toyota, I call it the gray one with the flip on it. That thing.
Yeah, it's got that Toyota paint job on it. It looks cool, man.
It's and I tell you what, there's no corrosion, and works just perfect. I'm throwing it in the surf.
Yeah.
That thing will cast too, Mickey. That thing will chunk.
Yeah, it will. It'll get out there. It'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's chunking and whining, that's what we do.
Yeah, man. I'm anxious to see what this storm did to Louisiana, because I feel so sorry for those people. They just kind of cleaned up for that last thing. They haven't got a report yet, but I hope they do.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see the videos today from down there. I wonder how many blue tarps are scattered all over Hell's Half Acre.
God, the only thing it's good, it moved fast, Mickey. You know,
that's true.
That stuff.
It didn't sit there and go slow and wither things away.
Yeah, and that's I got a lot of friends in Louisiana. I'm thinking about them. I'm hoping I get a phone call today, and they tell me they're okay, man.
I know. I got buddies that just got their stuff back in order after getting flooded, and here we go again.
I know. People still living in motels, trying to get back in their house, and here they go again, man.
I
mean, I hope this is the last one. I hope 2020 storm season's over, man.
Well, we're all going to get together and drink this one away. Come New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve is going to be something else this year, isn't it?
No, I'm telling you, there's a lot of people going. They're looking forward to it for 2021.
Fireworks, Mickey.
I heard that.
Fireworks. They're going to be selling like hotcakes, man.
You got that right. Well, Cliff, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and appreciate your knowledge. And if anybody wants to call you and come down to Corpus and hang out and catch some fish, throw them out a number, buddy.
All right, Mickey, we're coming up on a good time of year, man. I'm at area code 361-949-0707.
All right, thanks, Cliff. Hey, I always enjoy it. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, see you. Okay, that's Captain Cliff Webb down in Corpus Christi. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 636 in the Bayou City. My, how time flies. All right, let's go up to the Big Sam. Let's check in with Mr. Will Kirkpatrick this morning and see how my friend's doing up there. Will?
Good morning.
Did you survive?
Well, I came in. I was over at the shop cleaning up tackle. I came in the house about 7:30, and we had 3 inches of rain in my rain gauge, so I don't know how much we ended up with.
Yeah.
But it was still raining when we went to bed last night, so. But it looks like it's quit now. So
mm-hmm.
If that goes, that's supposed to go all the way up our watershed. And if it does, and it's, you know, if they got the same thing we got here, why, we might have a little bit of a rise out of this.
Right.
We're about 3 foot, 3.5 foot below pool, and the water's cooling off pretty good. We're starting out in the morning. It's about 74, 75, 70, 74, and then it warms up a couple degrees during the day. But we've had some good weather this week. We had cloud cover a couple days, and, you know, this time of year, the cloud cover, sometimes it'll last all day long. And it's not unusual to catch fish on top water all day. You know, it didn't happen this week, but, you know, it may well happen. But it's early in the morning, it's top waters, either pawpaw or slush bait. The old boy howdy is working good. These little secondary points, the shad, I think I told you last time we talked, that the shad were starting to bunch up out in the mouth of the coves, and they've moved back in about halfway. They'll get on back. Pigeon Roost has got a big, long cove, long, skinny cove, and it's got a little secondary creek and then the main creek, and it's been holding some fish about halfway back.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, I think there's about 6 points when you go back into that. One side's got, is more of a flat, south side is more of a flat, but the creek runs right up against it, but the north side of it's got 4 distinct points, and one of them, it usually, if you go back in there, you're going to pick up 1 or 2 fish. And that held this week, so, you know, we'll see what happens. But they ought to, you know, I know that they've got a tournament this weekend, but they've been having a couple tournaments a week down here. I guess they're trying to make up for what they lost out on when the virus was really going. But it's been, you know, it's top waters. If you get out real early, you can't see some of that grass. And if we get a little rise, well, you won't be able to see the grass at all. But if you get out there early in the morning before you can see, if you take a spinnerbait and you can work around that grass, you know, spinnerbait comes through that grass pretty good.
Yeah.
And those fish will lay right there on the edge of that grass. this time of year when you're fishing in the grass, when they get back in the coves and you're fishing up in the grass, I make up my own spinner baits. I have, there's a guy, Dennis Miller, that makes the heads for me. He uses 40-gauge wire, which doesn't bend up as bad. And then I put a single willow leaf on there. Single willow leaf back up in the hydrilla works a lot better than a dual blade or a Colorado blade because it doesn't pick up as much grass. And they'll hit that thing right when it comes off the edge of that grass bed. So we'll see. That I think we're going to get a rise out of this. Because when I looked at the weather last night, it showed that thing going all the way up into Arkansas before it turns and heads east. I don't know if that held through the night or not.
No, it,
you get a better weather than we get. You know, I get dish networks all I get on.
Yeah, well, it's all good over your way, and... where was it last? It was just below Monroe, Louisiana.
Okay, what's that?
It's, I'm looking at the eye right now. It's at Bay Calamus, whatever that is, in Louisiana, and Forest Lake. But the winds are coming down pretty fast with it. It's petering out.
Well, that's what that wind was really blowing. Yesterday morning, I thought about going out, and that tree limb was really cutting it, so I just went to the shop and cleaned up tackle.
Yeah.
But the lake's in good shape. Water temperature's holding. You know, it'll keep on coming down. And these fish, they'll move back in, and they'll stay back in, Mickey, until that water temperature gets down in the mid to low 50s. And then they'll start moving back out again. You know, our water never got down this year. You know, 4 foot is about as low as it got. And, you know, it's very seldom it ever stays up this high during the fall, so I don't know what it's going to do this winter. But if they don't take it down, why, you know, we're going to have high water again. They still haven't opened Rayburn Park. Supposedly what they've got over there, I told you they rebuilt one of the ramps because the storm tore up the ramps. They built one of them, and then they got some kind of electrical problem, and they were trying to blame it on the power company, and I called the power company because they don't, you know, I think the longest we ever went when the hurricane was out, but usually if it goes much more than 4 or 5 hours out here, why, it's unusual because the power line runs right down along the road, and it's easy for them to get to. But they're supposed to have an electrician in, and when they get him in, the core is supposed to have an electrician coming in, and that.
Yeah.
If they get that fixed, then we'll have Rayburn Park, because this time of year, Rayburn Park has got some good access to these little secondary points back in there. You and I have fished several of those little drains, and those drains are all full of water.
Right.
And those fish will go right back into them. The shad are going to go in, and the bass will go right in behind them. But we ought to have a good fall if everything holds right.
Yeah, they'll stay with that bait.
If they had, if the sun comes up, which, like I said, we've had some cloud cover this week, but when the sun comes up, we're staying along the edge of the grass, but using yum dingers, either 4 or 5 inch. And wacky worm hasn't been, we got those ring weights, and the wacky worm really hasn't been doing that much.
No, I hadn't heard a lot about wackies this year, in any of the lakes. It's been a little quiet on wacky worms.
Well, usually fall, especially when you can see the hydrilla and you have these little drains coming out of the hydrilla, you can throw that wacky worm back on the top of that grass at the end of that drain and just pull it off. You take your rod tip and raise it up and pull it off and let it fall.
Yeah.
And that hadn't worked this year so far. It could change tomorrow, but it hadn't worked yet.
Well, that's fishing.
But plain old Texas rig is still doing it.
I got you. All right, Will. Well, I wanted to check in, make sure everything was good up there, and if somebody wants to call you.
Well, luckily I got my grass cut before the rain.
Yeah,
my neighbor, I don't know what he's going to do. He tried to get up here 3 times, and I may have to cut his grass for him before it's over with. Well, I'll talk with you later.
Okay, you, Will. Hey, throw them out a number.
409-584-3177.
All right, bud. Well, it's always good talking to you, Will. Y'all be safe up there. Take care, my friend.
You too. Thank you, Mickey.
All right, bud. Later.
Bye.
All right, that's Will Kirkpatrick up on the Big Sam, giving us a little update on water and grass and all the particulars. He knows it. All right, do we have Harry up yet from Livingston? He's ready to rock and roll? All right. Harry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mickey, how are you this morning?
Oh, I can't complain.
Can't complain. Well, it looks like we're going to have a nice day up here this morning.
It does. It's nice everywhere. Winds are down. Looks good.
Yeah, I think I was looking at my deal there a while ago, and I think it's only said like maybe 3 mph out of the west and all.
Yeah, that's so, it.
You know, but you know, we had a little wind in here yesterday afternoon, and which kind of surprised me because during the day we didn't really have that much, but it seemed like around 5 or 5:30, something like that, the wind came up and the lake kind of ruffled up a little bit. And then around dark, it went to settling back down. And this morning, you know, everything's nice and flat. And, you know, beautiful weather. We've had some really nice weather, you know. At Livingston, I think, you know, Mickey, I think we're maybe, I don't know, 3 inches below normal pool, something like that. And
right.
The release is, around 1,300 and something cubic feet a second, which... there's just not a lot of water coming down the river. And
good.
Everything's kind of drying out. So anyway, I'm glad the hurricane slid right by us and all. I hate it for Louisiana. They've gotten pounded really good here in the last several weeks.
Well, I'm telling you, two hurricanes in 6 weeks, that's devastating.
That's too much. It really is. I mean, it's just getting... destruction on top of destruction, you know. I mean, so hopefully everything will work out all right. But it was another pretty quiet week up here on the lake. I did see a few fish come in. I've seen some pretty nice white bass come in. This lake water is starting to look really, really nice. I mean, we hadn't had a lot of wind or anything like that, and everything's settling out pretty good. I even saw a few crappie come and the black bass, you know, they're picking up a little bit compared to what they were, you know. So everything's kind of coming along for we got used to having a lot of traffic, but really the traffic now is what you might call about normal for this time of the year. And also everything's doing good. I come through Livingston there, I think it's the day before yesterday, and I swear I don't know where all the people come through, Mickey, but I guarantee you 190 down through there, it was bumper to bumper, and that was, 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know. But I don't know where they all came from or where they was going. I know.
Well, maybe a lot of them were leaving Louisiana and cutting up through there to stay somewhere. You know,
Mickey, I think you're probably right, because we had quite a few calls, people wanting to want a spot to put the trailer, you know, and they said they was coming out of Louisiana, coming this way.
Yeah.
And all. But,
you should have seen I-10 going west.
Oh,
yes. Boy. Talk about a traffic jam over there. Jeez.
Bumper to bumper.
It's terrible.
I believe if I had a trailer and a vehicle, I believe I'd just head on out and come this way, whether I had a spot to put it or nothing. I guess I could always put it on the side of the road if I had to, you know. But
a lot of people were doing that. Saw a lot of them pulling our, you know, travel trailers behind them.
Yeah, well, I've always thought about that, and you know, when we had Ike and Rita and all that, you know, I mean, you know, if you really don't have anything to hold in a spot, why not just get in a vehicle and go see your relatives out of range, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had one guy, he's an older fellow, and I told him that during Rita that, you know, they ought to you know, go someplace else, and he did, and everything was fine, and it's the same thing. I told him the same thing at Ike, and they went. He called me about the day after the hurricane went through, and he wanted to know if we had power, and I said, no, we don't have power. And he said, well, he said, we don't either. And I said, where are you at? And he said, well, we went to Crosby, Texas. I said, my God. they drove right into the storm and everything.
Right.
but, you know, I guess, you know, that's acceptable. I think he was well past 80. So, you know, I mean, he wouldn't. It's okay for him to do that. But they made it all right. But anyway, it's really pretty quiet. You know, I mean, we didn't have a lot of traffic come in last night or anything. I think, you know, everybody's thinking about rain or everything. But I was looking at the map, you know, around the lake, you know, looking at the gauging stations that TRA has. I mean, oh, there was close to a half inch, but it's just scattered around there. We hadn't really got any kind of rain out of it. And there was a time late yesterday afternoon I thought it was going to tune up and rain pretty good, but it just didn't make it. So we really hadn't gotten any rain. We got yesterday we kind of got yesterday morning it kind of was a heavy mist or a kind of a light drizzle.
Right.
But I swear on my rain gauge, it wasn't even enough to lift the ball on the thing to register anything. But
yeah.
But it kind of helped the grass a little bit, I'm sure. And all things are really getting pretty dry through here. And that last rain we had was off that last storm that was supposed to hit you guys down there, but it slid on east. I think we got maybe an inch or a couple of inches out of that. And that was really a nice rain. I mean, it just came straight down, and I don't think a drop of it rolled off anywhere except us, you know. But anyway, everything's been kicking along pretty good up through here. I mean, boy, the days and the nights have really been pleasant. I mean, you can get out and do something without just burning up.
Yeah, it's been nice weather, man.
You know, I think we're supposed to go back down into the 50s at night this coming week, I think.
Yeah, I got a little front coming in Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
We'll see what that does, and then another one will back it up on Friday.
Yeah,
so.
Friday. But it seems to me like things are cooling off a lot quicker this year than what they normally do. I'm not certain about that. But the trees doesn't reflect it. I mean, all the leaves are still nice and green. You know, I've seen years in August, you know, everything's starting to turn a little fallish looking, but not this year. And so we'll just wait around and see what happens.
Well, we lost a lot of leaves on our trees yesterday. Those high winds we had down here on the coast. So
yeah,
all the pecans are on the ground and a lot of leaves with it.
Well, the squirrels will appreciate that, Mickey.
They were going crazy before this storm. They were busy little beavers.
I know they were.
All right, buddy. Well, Harry, if somebody wants to call you about coming up to Pinwall Campground and Marina, give them out a number, bud.
I will. Well, Mickey, that number is 936-967-4752. You come on up sometime, Mickey.
All right, Harry. If I ever get up in that part of the world, I'll come by and see you. I told a buddy of mine, he bought a house up there on Lake Livingston. I told him to go by and meet you, old Wayne Webb. I don't know whether he's come by there yet or not.
You know, I think he did. And
big old tall boy?
Yeah, I don't hold me 100% on that, but I think a guy did come. That was, what, about a month ago?
Yeah, I told him to come by and visit with you.
I think he did. I think he did come by.
And, all right, bud.
All right, well. Y'all have a good day, Mickey.
Harry, you too. Good talking to you. I'll talk to you next week. See you, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's Harry Detan up on Lake Livingston. That's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back bright and early in the morning at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.